I think we've had a good week of preparation for our ball game against San Diego. We finished practice about 4 or 5 minutes ahead of schedule, which is always, in my opinion, a good indicator of the energy and the pace that the players practice with. So it's a very important game, a game we're going to have to play well in.
Joe, Phillip Rivers having an outstanding season, and you know his weapons, Keenan Allen, Antonio Gates, Woodhead. What do you guys have to do to slow him down? Is it Cam Wake getting to him? You guys disrupting him on the back end? How do you slow him down?
Well, we have to play good team defense overall, Chris. One of the things, they're good on both first down. If you look at their production on first down, they're one of the best in the league. You look at their production on third down, they're one of the best in the league. I think those kind of go hand in hand. So I think one of the best things for us from a defensive perspective is if we can slow them down on first down, you know, create a little bit less manageable down and distance situations for them. I think that'll play in our favor. And then, again, there's no magic when you play a good offense. You're going to have to get good pressure on the quarterback. You're going to have tight coverage in the run game. We're going to have good pursuit, tackle well. It's going to have to be a total team effort on defense.
Joe, in 2011, the teams last year in 3-4 defense, you all were 7 against the run. Obviously, Kevin came in with you, moved to a 4-3. Any thought now that you're 25th against the run, not obviously toward making a dramatic change like that during the season, but could a case be made to consider going back to the previous front because of those numbers at some point?
No, I mean, I'm very comfortable with the scheme that we're running. I like the scheme. I've competed against the scheme. I think Kevin and his staff do an excellent job. There are pictures on film where we need to tackle better. I absolutely would agree with that because the film doesn't lie. But I don't necessarily, again, football is a game of execution, and we have to do a better job in pursuit. We have to do a better job tackling. We have to do a better job in what we call block protection, getting off a block and pursuing to make that tackle. So there's a number of elements in run defense, and I think we have to do a better job at it.
So Mike Pouncey isn't here today. Can you elaborate on that?
Any information, we would put that on the injury report, and we'll get that to you later today. We always fully comply with the NFL in regards to the injury report, and you will have one today.
Is the NFL review and alert on what's going on in the medical team?
Again, I would believe that would fall under the classification. The review is underway, and as you know, until the review is complete, you know, I won't be making any comments in regard to the review. Well, I think I said initially, you know, we were the ones that contacted the league. We want to get to the bottom of this. We want to get all the facts, all the information. They're certainly in charge of it. So when it happens, it happens. And we're going to cooperate fully as an organization.
Coach, Richie Incognito filed a grievance that he wants to come back to the office. Any comment on that?
I believe we released a statement yesterday afternoon in regards to his grievance. And I'm going to stand by the comments of the organization. I'm sure Harvey and his staff will be glad to get that to you.
Joe, what gives you confidence that you can get the running game back on track this week after what happened Monday night?
Yeah, I have a lot of confidence in our guys. I think we have a good plan in place. San Diego's a good football team. You know, as I've said many times, the thing, when we watch the tape, one of the culprits in a running game is penetration. They hit our back in the backfield too many times. I don't want to oversimplify the game of football, but we've got to get our backs to the line of scrimmage, to their aiming point, without them having to veer off course and without defensive guys hitting them to be productive. And I'm confident we'll do a better job on Sunday.
Is there a fear that 5-6 now, at some point
in the season? I'm sorry.
5-6 losses now.
Uh-huh. No. I mean, again, I told the players after the game, you know, you either have confidence in your team or you don't. You either believe in them or you don't. And things can't change every single week based on the final score. I believe in our guys. I think we've had a good week of preparation. I think our players are excited about the opportunity to play in this game on Sunday, get back home in front of our fans, and play well.
So what did you guys accomplish at the Leadership Council meeting?
Again, I'm not going to get into all the details. They had a couple good suggestions in regard to some things that we're doing, and those discussions are always internal, but it was a productive meeting.
Have you noticed, though, a change within your locker room in terms of leadership?
Yeah, I believe in the guys that we have in the locker room. I believed in them before this took place, before all this scrutiny came upon them, and I believe in them today.
Pickle,
with more guys?
Having lost your backup left tackle role this week, unfortunately, what's your feel having watched Dallas Thomas as to whether he could be a capable tackle or does this need to be more?
No, I think he has a chance to be a capable tackle. I think he's really done a nice job. He's improving quite a bit. You know, he gets a lot of repetitions, obviously not a lot of Miami reps at this stage of the game, but he gets a lot of repetition. He's showing some flexibility, as you mentioned, being able to play more than one position, which is important. So I think he's developing nicely.
Is line depth a big worry now in light of Will's injury? On top, obviously, Richie and Johnson up in there.
Yeah, well, we're going to have, typically, if you looked at us from a historical perspective, we dress seven guys. Typically for a game, that's what we do. That's no big secret. And we'll have seven guys ready to play on Sunday.
Harry, last question? Yeah, Coach. Last question for Harry, and then we got to open up the locker room.
Do you feel like this whole situation has galvanized the team? Is there a circle of the wagons mentality where the team has come closer because of this?
I think it's a close team. I think it always has been. I think it will continue to be. And that's really all I have on that.